Hello! And welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. My name is Jay.
My name is Alex.
This ad is brought to you by Carzuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
And we're going to start with our first story today. Democracy in Thailand. Srettha Thavisin, having assumed the role of Thailand's prime minister in August 2023, marks the end of 9 years of military dominance in the nation's political landscape. In a revealing interview in Chiang Mai, the prime minister expressed his firm belief in steering Thailand towards a more democratic future. The first civilian leader after almost a decade, Thavisin is undeterred by the threat of coups, focusing instead on enhancing the well-being of Thai citizens. He addressed the turmoil in neighboring Myanmar, emphasizing the need for humanitarian assistance rather than declaring it a full-blown civil war. Additionally, Thavisin recounted his discussions with French President Macron about the Ukraine conflict, confidently stating that Russian President Putin would likely refrain from further invasions. Thavisin's leadership signals a pivotal shift towards democracy and international diplomacy, reflecting his vision for Thailand's future.
According to him, is Thailand's democracy perfect? Absolutely not. But is any democracy around the world perfect?
Exactly. Is this not democracy?
There's steps in the right direction still. Obviously, there was a lot of controversy about Thailand's election last year. However, I would argue that it's still trending in the right direction.
Yes. Did you have a nice succulent breakfast?
I did not. Not yet. Okay. I'll get to that after.
Okay.
Got full-on April Fool's vibes going on, which not for this next story, okay? The DDC is warning of an uptick in cases in influenza and other diseases like dengue amid the risk of COVID-19 outbreaks. Mm. So the Department of Disease Control, or DDC, has raised alarms over a heightened risk of influenza and dengue fever amidst the ongoing challenges posed by COVID-19. In their latest report on communicable diseases, the DDC points out the early year surge in influenza cases within schools, prisons, and military camps, particularly affecting children aged 5 to 9. The majority of these cases are attributed to the influenza A strain, and projections indicate around 346,000 influenza cases for the year, a decrease from last year's figures. Meanwhile, dengue fever cases have soared to over 20,000, doubling last year's count, with 27 fatalities, mostly among adults with chronic conditions. The DDC emphasizes that dengue has impacted all demographics, notably school-aged children. With COVID-19 cases expected to slightly decrease from the previous year, the DDC advises against self-medication for symptoms common to these diseases, urging professional medical consultation instead. Dengue fever. Mm. No joke.
No joke. Been there. Some of the toughest days that I've had.
Same. Yeah. And they say if you get it again, too, like really can mess you up. The first time was not fun. I do not want that again. So it sounds like that's the one that's really on the uptick. So make sure you're wearing your bug spray.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the rainy season is going to be upon us very soon. Mm-hmm. So let's get it together. Stay
more mozzies on the way. Yep. Or protect yourselves, people.
All right. We're going to move on to our next story that takes us to Sisakit. Now, a gas cylinder explosions trigger fire in Sisakit commercial building. A severe fire broke out in a commercial building in Sisakit province, suspected to have been ignited by gas cylinder explosions early in the morning. The incident occurring near Luang Sumangalam Temple at around 4:10 a.m. saw rapid engagement from firefighting teams, police, and disaster prevention units who battled the flames intensified by hot, dry weather. The fire, which started in the building's storage area, was marked by explosive sounds and was controlled within 35 minutes, despite challenging conditions. While one building was completely destroyed, quick action prevented the spread to adjacent properties and vehicles. Investigations led by police are underway to ascertain the fire's cause, highlighting the critical role of emergency responses in mitigating the disaster's impact.
Always dramatic footage whenever a building erupts. Fortunately, it seems like no injuries.
Gas cylinders.
I think I've watched Final Destination too many times. Yeah. Every time I see those things, and I'm like, I can't wait to get away from them as quickly as possible.
Yeah,
here's my fear come true. Terrifying stuff. There's been some other terrifying stuff going on down in Phuket. So there has been a crackdown on child exploitation at a Phuket karaoke bar.
Mm.
So in a significant operation against child exploitation, the Central Investigation Bureau, or CIB, of Thailand raided a karaoke bar in Phuket's Rasada district, uncovering a harrowing case of minors being exploited for sex services. The raid, part of a larger initiative targeting the procurement of minors for sexual activities, led to the arrest of the bar's female operator, 39-year-old Sapuan, who was found to be complicit in offering the services of girls as young as 13. The operation highlighted not only the direct involvement of the establishment in these illegal activities, but also raised questions about oversight and the patrons who frequented such venues. The case has been forwarded to the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Division for further legal action, underscoring the ongoing fight against human trafficking and child exploitation. Terrifying stuff.
Mm.
Phuket's fun, karaoke bar's fun. I was in a karaoke bar over this weekend, and some people might stumble in there not even realizing what is the true nature of this business. So it's important that police gather this information, can crack down on it, and make sure that everybody's in a safe environment, not being trafficked.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to our next story. Now, often the police are in the story regarding Thailand, and not in a good light. But this next story actually shed some good light on the police officers in Thailand, because in a dramatic turn of events at Lumpini Police Station, Bangkok, officers successfully thwarted off a self-harm attempt by 59-year-old Chinese national Fu Yu King Hai, who had earlier been detained for causing a drunken disturbance at a hotel in Sukhumvit 5. After his arrest in the early hours, King Hai attempted to end his life by jumping from the station's rooftop, leading to a tense standoff. Despite refusing to engage with a Chinese interpreter brought in to negotiate, King Hai eventually leapt into a water tank on the rooftop, from where officers rescued him. He was subsequently taken to Police General Hospital for treatment. King Hai, who had been in Thailand illegally but without contacts to assist him post-detention, now faces charges for public indecency and a possible deportation after recovery and payment of a fine. This incident highlights the challenges and quick decision-making law enforcement officers face in critical situations. A suicide attempt at the police station.
Wild. It just underscores, like, for me, it just goes to point out, like, how much of an issue mental health is still in so many Asian countries. Particularly, like, I lived in China for a long time, especially working in high school environment. These kids, they're teenagers. There are mental health problems with teenagers all the time. The Chinese answer so often was like, no, there's not. You know what I mean? There's just a complete ignoring of, like, these issues a lot of the time, and just, like, poo-pooing it away. And it's so serious, and it results in, like, extreme incidents like this. So I think it's very important to seek help, talk, reach out, so you don't end up naked on top of a police station shouting at the wind. I've got a horrifying one for you here at the end.
Okay.
Hope you're ready to get creeped out, everybody.
Yeah.
Happy April Fool's Day. So, eerie roommate antics on fridge ignite an online buzz. This is going to be scary. Now, a young woman's discovery of her roommate atop their refrigerator in the dead of night has sparked widespread online debate, highlighting the peculiar challenges of shared living. The incident, which saw the woman waking up to the bizarre sight of her roommate in a haunting pose on the appliance, prompted her to seek advice from the online community. Sharing a photo of the eerie scene, she expressed her alarm and confusion over her roommate's strange behavior. The story quickly went viral, drawing a mix of humorous and practical responses from netizens. Explanations for the roommate's actions ranged from pest avoidance to sleepwalking, with some commenters offering lighthearted superhero comparisons and others sharing personal sleepwalking tales. This unusual cohabitation story adds to the myriad of unique experiences that come with urban shared living, blending fear, laughter, and the unpredictability of human behavior. What happens when you wake up in the middle of the night? You go out for a glass of water. You see that on top of your fridge.
No comment. I don't know.
Okay, I would freak out, man. Like, so,
note to self: don't go out in the middle of the night.
Just stay in bed.
Just stay in bed.
Under the covers.
Just do what you got to do.
The boogeyman will go away.
I don't know. Do you believe in the supernatural?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Well,
yeah, and there's plenty of unexplained fun. Don't get me started on aliens, bro.
Yeah, okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, those are some of the news topics from across the country today. There are, of course, more stories on thetiger.com, so please do go check out our website for more stories from around Thailand. That's it for today. But we're going to dive into our live comments now and take some of the comments from the people. The news segment is over.
Yeah.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.